This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about music and medicine. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Music has been used in therapy settings for decades. It can allow people to access and express emotions or to find a creative outlet to describe their feelings. Over the summer, The Pulse worked with a group of youth correspondents who looked into a Philadelphia program called Beyond the Bars. It started as a way to teach incarcerated teenagers the musical arts as a form of expression and navigating emotions. But it has expanded to community centers and schools throughout the city. Nora Dorn has more.
In 2015, a radical idea struck Matt Kerr. He was fresh out of college with an 8-page plan for his future. The idea was to teach teenagers, who were incarcerated, the musical arts as a form of expression and navigating emotions.
Music's in our DNA. It's a human right. It's like, it's such a natural means of expressing what's hard to say.
But he needed some help. So he approached a friend of a friend at a party, then college student and drummer Matt Jernigan.
Matt was like, I'm starting this thing, I need people to help, and then kind of the rest is history. He recruited me to teach in a jail, teach teenagers, and then I've been in it ever since.
The program became Beyond the Bars. They started off teaching teens who are incarcerated, but they've now expanded to include youth who have been exposed to violence. The program has music labs in over 45 locations, including community centers and schools throughout Philadelphia. They teach instrumental music, songwriting, and music production alongside career skills. Here's founder Matt Kerr again.
You might play a guitar, you might make a beat, you might do something that's expression of your own self, right? Of your own emotions. But then when you do it in a larger group or you're playing instruments with other people, these are things I feel, and I'm also not isolated. And I don't feel alone with it, and I'm able to vibe and connect with people on that front as well.
But it's not just music lessons. Beyond the Bars uses techniques for music therapy to help students tie music and social-emotional learning together. But how does music therapy really work? What happens when playing or hearing music that connects with us?
Music activates a lot of parts of the brain that aren't activated just through talking.
That's Brian Decker, a certified music therapist in Philadelphia.
It really activates all these different motor neurons that are just all these different parts that are going. And so that's in one way, it's like very engaging, you know, in a way that talk therapy might not for certain people.
Brian says that music therapy can also be very effective for people who struggle with communicating.
Music also connects to like certain songs, or it might be really connected to unlock emotions and things. Like certain songs make us think of a loved one, or so I think the power that music has to like unlock that affect is pretty powerful.
Like one shot slice, up here.
Beyond the Bars uses this connection to music to help students express themselves. Matt Jernigan, the program coordinator, says techniques for music therapy help the students grow.
You can take these small things in music therapy within reason and really help someone kind of see themselves and like develop some more self-efficacy, some more confidence.
And this method really has an impact on students. We talked to a few teens at Beyond the Bars in West Philly.
We had a really bad day at school, and it was just like a really depressing day for me that day.
Jakira, a 17-year-old, joined Beyond the Bars last year.
And so I went into the after-school program. We started playing a keyboard, and then just like all of that emotion just went away. I'm able to express emotions and not be scared of making mistakes now.
For Ailey, a 17-year-old singer-songwriter, the community workshops have been a great way to explore and express their emotions.
Just listen around and like something will catch on. It's like, oh, this feels right. And it'll connect to my current emotion, and I'll use that to express myself and just get it out of my head.
Miguel, a 16-year-old rapper who goes by Season, SZN, found his musical voice through poetry.
I liked poetry a lot as a kid, so for me it didn't seem too far from that. And also I just like listened to a lot of music where some of them would vent. It kind of seemed natural for me. I feel like I've been able to understand myself a little bit more. I'm normally a quiet person, but whenever I'm like in this music mode or whatnot, I definitely feel a lot more confident.
To my future son, I want to write you this letter. Learn from your father, because he ain't know any better. Set a
Beyond the Bars can be a crucial experience for teens. Investing in these students can help them to dream big and realize potential within themselves and their community. Matt Jernigan says seeing students learning to express themselves through music is a reason to keep the program going.
We want to give these kids what we might not have had. We want to give them experience that we've always dreamed of. We want them to feel like they can keep coming back to get more. So I would say that's the dream for Beyond the Bars.
That story was reported by youth correspondent Nora Dorn, with production help from Amelia Candube and Miguel Perez. Special thanks to youth media instructor Kay Midler.